So in my PJs. That's all right. I'm just going to just ask some questions of the Lord. I have a list of who's going to be here, some, about 20 people, but I cannot find a list, so I'm going to speak out. Say three things real quick. 1 Kings 10, Solomon rebuilt. From 1 Kings 3 through 10, it was just a picture of profound wisdom in reestablishing a kingdom. In this area, the benevolence empire, there is one coming forth. In this area, who's going to help rebuild the walls and the gates, like in Nehemiah, different families? Markabella, these people are going to help lead out. So you go into different cities and nations, study biblically. Might be the priests that lead out, might be the kings that led out, the political arena. But there's anointed authority in different realms. And so we have a responsibility, we have a privilege in this area, and I know there's been a lot of challenges, but to declare who God is in the marketplace. And so there's a number of times where I felt beat in the marketplace, and I can remember sitting in my bathtub when, you know, I just lost a lot of contracts. I had a cleaning business. We had five businesses. And I just would slap my hand and say, I will not be moved by the grace of God, by the mercy of God. It says, if you're not alarmed by your opponent, in Philippians 1:17, it means destruction for him. And you wear demons out by just taking a stand and being here. You just say, like Paul did, I succeed by standing at different points. But now we're going to succeed. God is giving us a building kit in the marketplace. He's opening up his tools, his sovereign tools. Talks about Jeremiah 50, verse 11. I've used this a couple of times since I've been here. And Jeremiah talks about how the enemy will rise up with his weapons against us. And you'll feel the heat of it in the battle. Like it being a mind, Daniel got attacked. But then there was a breakthrough. And in Jeremiah 50, 25, it says that God rises up with his greater than arsenal. And he shows his victorious face. So we weren't called just to survive. We were called to soar and to build in this area. So I'm just going to ask him about that. How do we do it? Who's he want to do it with? And what is our time? We got 15 minutes.
We have an hour.
Okay. I don't know if I'll take all that. I'm going to pull the chair over.
Or Josh, it's guitar.
It's so much nicer when you play than Josh.
No.
Lord, we just come to you. We just thank you for this opportunity to enter your courts with thanksgiving and praise. We do say you're the only true wise God. Wisdom is unfathomable. Oh, is there any searchings to the depths and the riches and the wisdom of you, our King and our God? And to be wise from Genesis to Revelation, you're perfect in your sovereignty. You're perfect in your providential will. You're perfect in your supernatural will. Perfect. You're the one who raises and lowers kings. You're the one who is abounding in love and provision in your wisdom for your children. We believe you for those times that we didn't see you. We have this deep knowing that you are the God of all wisdom, that Matthew 11. When the disciples were confused and just said, trust me, wisdom will be vindicated by our deeds. Just wait a little longer. You're the Alpha and Omega God. You not only begin well, you end well.
Yes.
But through the process, you make everything beautiful in its right time.
Yes, sir.
In our businesses, to these hopeful kings and queens here in this place, these ones who are your very heart, God, these ones, God, we just look at their reformers, marketplace reformers, by their very lives. We just ask you, our God and our King, just as I sat at the table with you, I just asked you about them. And you said that you're proud of them. And you said thank you to them. That they had fought off the hopeless critical thinking, the black mist, the mental oppression, to believe for greater things, and that you're the greater than God. They just didn't give in to the thoughts of the day. They gave in to the thoughts of you, God. God, they're getting stronger, and they're getting stronger, and they're strong, getting stronger. I feel it every time. Let them hear. God, you thank them, because they have determined to know you as a God in the church, and the God of all life, and the God of the city. That they've always looked up and out, reached our God with their hearts. You thank them, our God. You thank them because they didn't look just at their numbers compared to the numbers of city, but they knew if they were small, they're mighty. You can win by many or few. You can win by one. One man or woman in agreement with you is enough, as we see with our princess from the Bhutan. The impact of a solitary life for God. It just says yes to you. And the ones in this room, you said thank you at the table. Because they've been able to see through the clouds, all the fog, or dimly at times, they've been able to see, God, what you wanted. For this city and this area, a benevolence empire, a place where the children spring into great legacy, great wealth. Commonwealth, not riches unto themselves, but wealth to multiply. God, you just love to the poor, to the abandoned, to those that need to be educated, released, and creative expressions. For places like Bhutan, for Cambodia, for India, for different places that you put on the heart of this house, oh God. That you would bring forth great wealth that would save cities and nations in your name. God, you're the one who can take a fish, a loaf, a coin out of a fish's mouth, and you can multiply. And we're in that hour, our God, for it to be multiplied 5,000-fold for 5,000 people, women and children. Thank you, Lord God, for these ones that have gotten past their frustrations and limitations to become joyful themselves and to trust you in their lives. Thank you, God, for the way they've honored you. Thank you, God, that they have continually called out for visions of you as the God of all life, the God of our heart's desire that brings forth unique worship, the God of diversity that brings forth kingdom callings. You're so wise, diverse kingdom callings. The God to be marveled at, the God of supernatural and providential miracles, the God of hope. That has hope for today in their businesses, in the land, for their homes, for their families. Thank you, God, for them constantly asking for visions of you. Thank you that they've said it's not truly a good day. Unless they belly laugh, unless they say God's greater than these issues. And they rest in you and celebrate. Thank you that they haven't worried like men and women, but they've trusted like children. They've come into such a greater childlike hope, childlike trust, mature, responsible ones. But thank you for what you told them at the table, that they become more and more like Psalms 132, where they're not satisfied till the city loves you well. David said, I will not give rest to my eyes until Zion to praise, till the city loves you well. The church loves you well. They've said that. But they've said it the Psalms 130 way. That their eyes are not haughty, nor are they proud, nor do they involve themselves in matters too great for them. They rest and they lay their head on your chest. Thank you that they're the ones that say, God in his wisdom builds a house, even while I rest, our God. Thank you that they've taken their oars out of the water, trying to paddle their boat. They put it in a boat and they put up their sail at Isaiah 33:21. They have a boat that will have no oars, and it has a sail, and your wind blows in it. Thank you, Lord God, for them being like a princess from Bhutan that's built on her knees, like Solomon did in 1 Kings 10. Thank you, Lord God, for these ones that see you as a desire of all the nations. Thank you that they're not satisfied until the city, the area is brought into the marketplace.
Yes.
Divine encounter and visitations with you. thank you that they've chosen to be good shepherds.
Yes.
For this area.
Yes.
For the midst of the marketplace.
Yes.
Oh God. Bringing your ways, bringing your heart, bringing not the fear and greed model, but the benevolence and build model. It's
yes.
beautiful, our King and our God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you that they have leaned into your voice. They didn't draw back, or they thought they heard, made decisions, but they said, no, we're going to be hearing hope shepherds that will continue to hear. We'll continue to listen. Thank you, Lord God, that your voice has become clearer and clearer and clearer to them, our God. Thank you, God, that they haven't looked at the places that they felt like they have fallen, made mistakes, but like a princess in Bhutan, they just say, I received your mercy and your inheritance once again. They've gotten good at forgiving themselves. They've gotten good at looking past their weaknesses and their faults and the presence and look at the greatness of you and your calling in their life. Thank you that they have a decree, a pledge, that they've planted that stake, that this area, this people will be a city set on a hill. This people will be aroma of the living God and benevolence and richness and building and wisdom and entrepreneurship and banking. This people will be a people that flow with the life and the light and the supernatural power of you. This people will be aliens and strangers to the earth. They won't just be a little bit morally better people, but they will be a new creation. They are a new species, a new order. That this people will be a people that go into the environments in the midst of the marketplace, not be changed by the environment, but change the environment by the presence of you, the living God. This people will have rivers of living water flowing out of their hands and mouths, every pore of their being, the light of you. This people do not have minds that are dusty cabins, but their palace is filled with the golden light of you. This people know that they know that they know that they know their God. And that they know that they know that they know Him, and He's more powerful than everything else put together. This people know that God's alive and active. He's not a carved stone, distant image. He is alive and living and active and vital in their every moment. This people know that they're walking out prophecy every day. They're walking according to your sovereign plan, your providential plan. This people feels the bubbling up of you, the explosion of you, the light of them all around them. This heightened sensitivity to your goodness, our God. This people do not walk in base nature, but they walk in the spiritual nature that you've given them, our God, in all the midst of the marketplace. This people return quickly when they lose sight of the best parts of themselves. They return quickly to the greatness of who you are in them, our God. This people have become the best part of themselves and for this community and for this area. This people have never given up on love, our God. This is one of the most compassionate places on the earth, our God. One of the most loving, one of the most wise. God, they're far more than what they know. This people will see you, our God, take them into a supernatural another place in this next season, even from this morning time. How are you going to release to this people you showed me in this next season, this next year? Release who you are as the God of all of life, our God. This explosion of a new encounter pathway where you encounter them in all the day, every way, not just here and there, but continually increase presence of you, this people, walking out like the sons and daughters of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons of God, where you are, your face and wisdom and redemption and supply, building the better than God that brings better than operations. This people are God. We'll walk out a healed and expanded view of you. How do you want to bring this forth, our King and our God? How do you want to bring forth the Nehemiahs in this room that will rebuild structures? Bring forth new operating systems, our God. How do you want to do it? Bring forth new order, godly order within their businesses, within the place that they work. How do you want to bring forth the right feedings? How do you want to bring forth the Moses in this room, a social reformer, a whole new order and ways for a people to walk in and operate in day to day? God, how do you want to bring forth these that know you, the God of life, that bring the presence in appropriately in the midst of the businesses, in the midst of the city, into every area, oh God, to all have nothing less than your presence into every area of the business, every way, every shape, every form, that they will have you, the God of all of life. Where the enemy is trying to set up camp, or the giants are trying to challenge them, today's the day of breakthrough, where you're the God of all of life. As they walk into their business, the old familiar stale enemies that try to challenge, they are losing their strength and their power and authority. You are God, are the God of life, every corner, you're the God of building. You're bringing forward this healed and expanded view of you, your entrance into their business and their lives, oh God. We agree for Sterling, our God. I just hear, here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Lord, we just agree for you, Son of God, to enter into all realms of Sterling's life. Oh, Victoria. There's one that's victorious with you. Can we agree for the God of all life, within his business, within his family, within his realm, the God of all of life, bring a healing, that there be healings of blindness where people have been blind to where you dwell, our King and our God, in the midst of the marketplace. Sterling will help with the blindness. Lord, they'll literally happen, blind eyes in the natural. They'll be seeing as we just proclaim you the God of all of life. People have limited tunnel vision, dim vision in the natural and the spiritual to be healed. You, the God of all of life, are healing vision in this room today. Vision of you. Vision eyes in the natural. We thank you for Sterling. Just one that's all hold up the banner of the God of all of life. To research, find, and discover him in all the arenas of life and proclaim him. There's ones he's giving banners here this morning to hold up, to discover him. And this face of him for the rest, and to proclaim him in that way. Lord, you're bringing forth an Andy, giving forth Andy, awesome understanding of who you are as the God of all life in the midst of the marketplace. This building kid, seeing this healed and expanded view of you, not this limited view of you. God, the God of our heart's desires. Oh, you love that. 1 Peter 4:10, the special gift, the unique worship you've given each one in this room. How did you wire them best to love you back? Is it building hotels? Is it being an anointed craftsman like one named Neil in here? Got to build with excellence. The God of the heart's desire that builds up the symphony of hope, builds up the presence of you and your ways, your heart, your creative work and endeavors across the city. God, what are the unique expressions of worship you have in here? Oh, God, you have those that build and create wealth, bring a new definition of worship, that they love you with all their heart, mind, and soul. God, there's those that, like the Isaac Watts of the past, the Abraham Kuypers, the Nelson Hoggies, the Tappan Brothers in New York, the Benevolence Ones. Oh, God, you have those in this very room that have such a unique worship, a unique way to love you best back. Unique expression in this hour. We say, yes, let there be the unlocking of heart's desires in this room today, our God. Let life business not get stale. Let them not be their authentic self, our God. Let them not miss them, the best part of them. And they're not, we say, let it grow, our God. So Kathy, I believe Kent's Kathy, Isaiah 54. But the barren woman would have more children. I don't know if she's 54. I don't know what 54 means to her. But I know it's important. 54 54 expressions of worship you spoke that she's going to draw out of others as a matriarch of hope.
Amen.
She's going to endorse them and validate them. They don't all have to make bricks or straw. The way, let my people go to worship me according to the way they're wired. God, we say yes to these marketplace people. Their unique expressions of banking. There's Gary, private banking. To your unique expression. Be like Jimmy Stewart. It's a wonderful, wonderful life to help people with capital. To get started, it's right, it's anointed. We release this majesty and authority for you to do what you're called to do. We agree, our God, for the unique heart's desires you have for Mario. Mighty, marvelous, magnificent Mario, our God. God, you have a unique expression of worship. He's going to walk out with the Daniel. So we agree, our God. You see, Psalm 65, man, I haven't even looked it up. Either it's phone number or something, but there's unique expression of worship. For who he is, God, there's a discovery of these ones in this hour. In this December season, you said you're going to give them these great gifts. The gifts of your faces in the midst of the marketplace, in the midst of their own worship, in the midst of their own life, you're going to give them these great gifts. They're going to come before your throne. You're going to tell them who they are, and you're going to give them these gifts of your face. You're going to give them these gifts of their worship. You're going to give them their gifts of their diverse calling. You're going to give them these gifts of these miracles that are to operate in their lives. You're going to give them the gifts of these hopes that they're to walk out in their life, that their hopes for their inheritance. You're going to give them these gifts of a hearing ear on another level, a kingdom hearing ear. You're going to give them these gifts of informed intercession. You're going to give them the gifts of enjoying their work and celebrating you, having a joyful houses and places, the fish place. Be full of joy, full of celebration. People will come for miles just to smell of the aroma of this place, of the life of you, God, in this place. You're speaking to your sons and your daughters in this December. There'll be a coronating time, early spring, amongst the marketplace people, where we lay hands on you and release majesty and authority. He's giving you gifts at Christmas. We give others gifts. He wants to give you personally a gift. We've received the gift of him. I always write him cards and want to give him a gift. He said, this Christmas, this season, this December, wants to give me a gift. He wants to give you a gift. So, Lord, we agree. For you, the God of diversity, releasing the kingdom callings in the midst of this room. And those that will lay hands on others and release the anointed governors, like the Josephs, like the Daniels, that govern according to your excellence, your wisdom, your profundity. Oh, the anointed craftsmen, as we said one earlier, that build with wisdom. There's lands, there's buildings that are set apart, that are sacred, to be built across this area. Redeemed lands, set apart lands and buildings that you love, that you want to bring forth for your purposes. There's whole city blocks that you will have a mission for, that you have different ones move into property, move into real estate, walk the land, walk and bring forth buildings, places where you dwell and your presence and your beauty. People will come into different kinds of shops and get saved from the presence of you, our King and our God. God, you have Mike, who has one standing next to him called the Woman of Faith. Lord, we disagree. For these ones that will call forth kingdom callings, we agree. For Steve, Skolos, bringing forth kingdom callings amongst his family, amongst others, amongst a Sarah that's going to soar, our King, our God. And to this calling, we say yes to the children coming into this kingdom callings, the young adults in the midst of this place. We say yes that they won't wander in the wilderness, but that they gain their footing and they know that they know they know their kingdom calling. God, we agree for the release of these marketplace ones, bringing others into their kingdom callings. We say yes, my God, for Richard. Bring a Susan into her kingdom calling. Helping with that. God, we agree for Richard bringing a Michael into a kingdom calling. A new encounter pathway. God, we agree for this Neil. Bringing a Heidi. Or there being a Heidi out there, and they might not be related. But just, there's a release amongst this family of marketplace people. Lay hands on one another and to endorse the unique worship, endorse the unique kingdom callings. Kings and queens can never come in the door without love, appreciation, and hope. We have our God that loves to anoint and impart, loves to release kingdom callings amongst his people. So, God, we agree. Richard's going to help find lands. Or Neil, one or the other. Richard, I believe. Help find lands that are redeemed, set apart lands. Or lands that you want to dwell. Want your presence to be known that are big gates to the city and to this area. We agree, our King and our God, for this. God, there's set apart place, the kingdom calling of a knoll to, I saw White Sands. To the place, or to business, or. So, Lord, we just set apart that business as a place where your miracles come forth. Your supernatural, your providential miracles come forth. We agree for these miracles for each one in here. Miracles of governing well their businesses, our God, and the grace to walk it out. Miracles of financial breakthrough. God, today, in the midst of this group, multiplicity to the resources, our God. You did it for Isaac in the midst of the family. You prospered him 100-fold. You did it for Abraham when Lot picked the best land. You prospered him exponentially, our God. You did it for Jacob, the selective breeding of goats. You prospered him enough to leave Laban. God, you have tables that are filled for those ones in this room. They have had a table that they looked at for a long time for provision, and it got empty. But there's 6-7 tables right behind them that are full. You're the God of provision. You're the God of supply. God, you create something out of nothing. You continually did that. You multiply wealth and put it into our hands to create wealth. We agree with these different ones that are going to bring forth wealth in the midst of this room, our God. It releases anointed people to do anointed activity, anointed families to build and have community together, single moms to have homes. God, for young people that need help with education and just development programs, resources being released amongst this group, our God. We say yes to Sterling helping vineyard business people come forward. It's great wealth to be experienced and expressed throughout the vineyard. We say yes to you giving him. Got a redemption plan. You're the God who redeems in all his areas of life. In all areas that to him and through him in the midst of the marketplace in that particular group. Said Neil earlier, oh God, worship while you work. Man, discovering your face in all the day, the God of the day. Seeing you in the activities of the day, bringing you in presence everywhere it goes. I just see this one hammering it out. Building out, being a builder, building craftsman. See, and I haven't been able to look it up, Isaiah 57. I know the first part of it. But I don't know if you're 57, if that's part of your phone number, if you're here. But I believe there's a verse or two here. Just in your marketplace endeavors that speak to how you're going to release hope for the sake of others. The beginning starts, the righteous perish, no one understands. God takes them unto himself. That is not about, there's been marketplace people that have seen the perish, and I'm having a vision of all these marketplace people and companies, and I see different ones, like Neil, walking up to the tombstone. The Lord gave me a dream about my company, Hartley's Executive Cleaning, and I had died at one point about 10 years ago, and I had a dream. I walked up, and the tombstone didn't have a person's name on it. It had our company name on it. Had the years that it had existed. From 1997 to 2009. And he said, do you believe I can raise the dead? I never thought about dead companies. He's going to raise dead companies through Steve. He's going to give a new energy, new life, Steve. It's just not for one place at one time, but you're going to come and you're going to inject new energy and new life into what appears like dead companies. And Neil, you're going to help them rebuild. And I don't even know if Neil's here. There's a key verse in Isaiah 57, and I don't know again if you're 57 or if that's part of your phone number. But those are signs sometimes. And the Lord spoke to me a while back. I was with Bob Jones, and he said, ask for a sign. In Isaiah 7:11, it says, ask for a sign. And the king of the prophets said, no, I don't want to tempt God. And he said, no, ask for a sign. So Bob said, you ask for signs. So I'm asking for that in this season of my life. I believe that he wants to give us those signs. That are help, that are guidance points, signposts. You have an inheritance, Neil. Place Clemente. San Clemente. It's an inheritance. Done a lot of building that's prepared you to help build there. Build the people there. Bring forth kingdom worship there. And when I was here the last time and I had the dream about the brook, on the other side of the brook was a hope-filled tree, and it was a Joshua tree. It was Joshua's promises going into the promised land. There's a Joshua tree. There's a Joshua by you that you're going to help. There's Joshua, so you're going to bring four young people into their kingdom promises, into their hopes. There's Joshua's and Caleb's all around this fellowship, this church. They're just waiting for somebody to believe in them, hope in them, give them confidence. But if we're under our own stuff, it's hard to get out of it and speak hope to the next generation. I'm not speaking to you. I've experienced this, and he said, you just let it go and trust me. Get with the young reformers across the city, even when I'm challenged by my own stuff. And they'll bring you hope and faith, and they'll lift your arms with their with the strength. You need that, and they need you. The Joshuas around here, they need you. So Lord, we bless this Neil as he brings forth those, where he's going to open doors for the common man that seem, think they're common, but they have unique worship, unique gifts to rebuild the city. Lord, we thank you for Sam, who's going to discover you're the God of all of life, the forgiving good God that abounds in love and mercy over all the planet, and the one who is bringing forth abounding love to nations, but also within the marketplace. Sam, Mike said something about you the other day, Cerny. Not necessarily, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about in reference to, but I just had a picture of you after this, and I just saw the face of God as the God of all of life. That he was not only the God of missions for you, he's been that, I know, for Tim, but he's the God of the marketplace for you too. And that you could help marketplace kings and queens find their place in him. But I saw you not only doing it here, but for Tender Turkey. I don't know if turkey's ever even been on your radar. There's kings and queens that will come forth, and it's like the ones I know in China. If they try to lead out the church, it's very difficult, but they can lead out in his name in the midst of the marketplace and business. They can pray, they can just open doors, and in Tender Turkey, an irresistible Indonesia. This is the names the Lord calls them. Compassionate Cambodia. Beautiful God in Bhutan. He's bringing forth his face over those nations. Those benevolent kings and queens, you're going to help anoint them. They might end up coming here. Some will come here, some you'll go to them, you as a people. But Sam, there's an Andy that will go to, I spoke of an Andy earlier. Well, no much, I just had the Lord say an Andy who will know the God who speaks. God who speaks, like Isaiah 50 verse 4, and this is for all. He wakes his disciple with the word, and he's giving you an ephod that will light up green or red. It says, yes, this is a good decision, or no, it's not. None of us can have the business plan that has all the variables that are going to happen in business and in our society for the next 5 or 10 years. We have to have the ephod light up red or light up green. We need a God who sees a very long ways out to show us the wisdom in our decision making. And we're simple children that need that wisdom. Andy will be one that hears him uniquely. And just will have that gut instinct, yes or no. Might not even be able to explain it all. There's also Sean. I met this football player named Sean Alexander, and I had a picture of him. I don't know if you have a Sean Alexander in your midst, but this one will know the God of the day. This one just needs a little bit of encouragement right now. So we say yes, God, to you, the God who's giving this building gift, the God of all life, who broadens our understanding to see you all in the day, the God of unique heart worship that releases the individuals in this room to be all that they're called to be, your unique love, your flower for one. God of diverse callings that releases them to build up their part of the wall, a vocation, sovereign vocation. God equips them with supernatural miracles. God, you're releasing those supernatural miracles and providential miracles for Pastor Mike. God, he's moving into a new place of miracles. It's always decreed with authority. Opened up areas. Called him to have that place of informed intercession as king, that place to decree an area open. Sometimes it takes longer, or you're speeding up the timetable of God. God, as he prays for those, the God of all of life, that people have had limited vision, their eyes will be healed in the natural. He prays for those of the God of unique heart desires, heart disease will be healed in the natural. As he prays for those, the God of kingdom callings, knees will be healed. Because we're walking out the callings. As he calls out the supernatural, natural miracles, backs and necks will be healed. Because the people cast their burdens upon you and quit carrying it themselves. And they'll step into your supernatural grace and miracles, and their yoke will be easy and the burden will be light. Steps into the God of hope, people will be healed of depression, bipolar, because they'll have hopes, confidence, and their minds won't wander into darkness. So we agree on God. For Janice, as you play, women will be healed that day. I'm thanking they're less than who they are. You'll bring marketplace women forward into the greatness of their callings. The women will help lead in the house. We agree, our God. Can we agree for John and Vicki Norton? We're staying with the God of informed intercession. Informed intercession in the midst of the marketplace. We come week by week here, meet in the morning. You've had us sit at the table of the Lord, and you've had us come in and decree with you. God, you're taking this house to a whole other place of agreement and decreeing with you. Where they are at that table, and then they come into that wonder, that profound place. Isaiah 45:11, it said different ways and different versions, but it says, command ye me, tell me what you want me to do for you. And Job 22:28, you decree a thing and it happens. This hour together, this time in the mornings, this time will be a time, oh God, of a shifting of the atmosphere and a release of your greatness, a release of your miracles, a release, God, of businesses that have been challenged by the present circumstances to be released in your greatness. This is a place and a time of creating miracles. This is a place where people come out of debt into prosperity. This is a place where people come out of fog into certainty of their authority and their kingdom calling. This is a place where there'll be protection from businesses, where there'll be no embezzlement or draining of the coffers through the enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But this will be a place of safety, like all the days of Samuel. Philistines could not overcome his land. You're the God of informed intercession. There, this is a place of safety, prosperity, and where wealth is created. This is a place where it's tenfold prosperity, a hundredfold prosperity. This is a place where creative inventions come forth. This is a place where new order, better systems come forth. The builders in this place emerge, our King and our God. This is a place, God, of 10 millionaires or 10 billionaires. We agree for that, our God. We're not impressed by money, our King and our God. We love what a benevolent heart with resources can do. This is a place where it's a Robin Hood place, where the hearts of the rich will come in and the hearts will be robbed from the kingdom of God. This is a place where mayors will come in, government, political officials, great and small, and they'll have creative miracles released to them, and you'll give guidance for informed intercession. This is a place, oh God, where John and Debbie will help. Come forth with the song of hope, the song of miracles, the song, God, of the family, The whole families will sing a new song of who you are in the midst of the marketplace. Who you are as a ready one. The ready king. Power to the ground, it means. The patriarchal father of promises. Patriarchal father with all these promises. Over 8,000 promises. Most of them about the practical supply and needs and building of the dead. These are the ones that will sing of your promises and release them to the people in this room, in this area, our God and our King. As this area touches the United States, the banner over this is this nation is united in God, United States. And we agree for nothing less than that, our God. We agree with the promises, our God, for the reformation to come forth from this place, our God, in the midst of the marketplace, with the vineyards, with other churches, our God. We agree, our God, with other marketplace realities that there'll be an acceleration by association with other marketplace places. We agree that the John and Debbie's will sing a song of favor over these ones, and of favor from those who have resources that just like them and want to help them and want to build them and want to help them get to where they need to go, our King and our God. Oh, we agree, our God. For those who didn't think that they were able to have their own vine and fig tree. The Ryans and the Robins, you said they have their own vine and fig tree. There's no more compartmentalizing. You do business over here. It says every man and woman their own vine and fig tree. The Proverbs 31 woman is able to create wealth. We say all over this house, there's not a difference between spiritual and in secular, it's all unto you, our King and our God. All over this house, everyone is able to create value and meaning out there. All unto you, and everyone's to prosper. Lord, you gave me a dream one time that I went out and shared that I was to get the Colin Powell pay schedule. He gets $100,000 an hour. It's flown around a jet. I don't get that right now, Lord. But you're just saying it wasn't about me, but it was about the richness of what we have in the body of Christ to offer in this room. And you said I was underestimating the richness of what you had deposited me for business, for politics. God, I said, I'm just a janitor. And you said, but a little janitor with a great big God. So we agree for these ones here, our God, that they get what they get at which they're worth. And God, they're worth a whole lot more. You spoke to a set of people that think too little of themselves. We break that off today, our God. Yes, sir. I say yes to the expectations of prospering and prospering and abundantly, our God. Yes to the lands creating children that know how to are bringing forth in children. Those that want to create value and meaning, build businesses. Build little enterprises, build in the government, build in the education, build in the arts and entertainment, build Hope Movies, our God. We agree, our King and our God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God, we agree for soon, and just who you'll bring in that hotel. The wisdom and the counsel, the miracles that will happen for that nation and for Muslim nations. Buddhist nations, that will be a healthy hope center.
Yes. Yes.
It'll prosper financially, and we say thank you, Lord God, for breaking even the third year. We say the fourth year, let it double.
Yes.
We say the fifth year, let it be tenfold.
Yes.
This is a woman that wants nothing unto herself. Bless her abundantly, but God. You want to throw great celebrations, generosity happen through that place.
Yes, sir.
You want to bring the many kings and queens where they can get refreshed,
yes,
and they get their hearts saved, our God.
Right.
From different nations where many have not had one moment of peace. This will be a place of peace. God, you will anoint Bob, and we say, to bring forth hopes and new hopes for marketplace people in the midst of this place. bring forth hopes for marketplace people in other nations, for the church in other nations to see broader and wider and higher and deeper your kingdom plans. Show them how if Jesus was mayor, he would do this. If Jesus was a businessman, which he is, he would do this. We say yes, oh God, to touch in Oahu or somewhere like that. A Morgan, or Bob Evans, do you know a Morgan? Or is he here? Is it a Morgan?
Oh, Morgan, yes.
Morgan is Bob.
It's his son. You said Oregon. No, it's Morgan, his son.
So, Lord, we just agree for the release of that, even those that are right under his nose that are going to make a tremendous impact for the sake of your name. Lord, we don't care what it looks like. We care what you say.
Yes. Yes.
God, we bless the others that are going to bring forward Steve and Janet. Steve and Janet, I don't know, that are going to open up the gates. Business in different places, gates to callings for the sake of others. Anthony, who's going to open up hearts, desires, the God of heart desires to people, give them permission to be who they are and prosper. So Lord, we just ask you, how do you want to continue to release who you are in the midst of this group? How do you want to build out this benevolence empire, God? How do you want to build out delightful, wise Darren? How do you want to show him your face as the God who anoints and parts? Darren is about to lay hands on you. And impart another level of grace where you've been content to be in the background. There's a coming out party for you. That doesn't mean you have to be a podium speaker. There's just a strike in reality. A coming out party. You're going to go to the ones that have flipped their truck. I started a business. Certified mail, and I was working too many hours. About 3 in the morning, I just fell asleep, and I hit the curb and flipped the truck, and I just made one too many blunders, and the truck started on fire, and I had to kick out the window. I went and sat on the curb, and I thought, I'm done. And I felt somebody put their arm around me. It was the Son of God. I didn't see him. I just felt that warmth, and I just heard, you're not done. You've just begun. Just talked to me about the hope of my calling, that he turned the truck up, right side up, just my calling, my reality. And Darren, you're going to go to others, and you're going to help them flip their truck back up.
Amen.
There's one in here that was a mailman. Maybe they kneel. Maybe. So there's another one. Richard. There was a mailman that my dad knew. He was an inner city principal, and there was a fence between the drop off at my dad's school and the next business. And so he'd have to walk around it. Told my dad, I'm going to jump that fence one day. It was a man in his 50s. Every day he'd tell my dad, I'm going to jump it. My dad would say, that's good. You can jump it. So I'd say, I'm going to jump that fence. He'd say, yes, good, you're going to jump it. This went on for about a year and a half. And this one day he looked at him and he put down his bag, his mail bag, took 3 steps back and cleared that fence by about a foot and a half. Came back, got his bag, and never said a thing to my dad. He just needed to do it. And I had a picture for Richard. That was it. We're going to help those that have a lot of baggage, they feel like, in business. Put down the bag. Jump the fence. Jump into a new place of promises. There's a Sylvia. There's a young one, I believe. There's just some that I believe are different children that I see. That the weight of our paradigm sometimes can help them or also not release the confidence. That sounds harsh. I don't want it to sound harsh. It's not at all. But there's a sowing of confidence in who they are and that they can do it. So there's this God of legacy and inheritance that's coming to us, that's going to help us build. Richard's going to show them. That might take 2, 3, 4 times to jump that fence, but you're going to jump that fence. You're going to make it over it. You're going to deliver the mail. You're going to get the right messages to the right people at the right time. You're going to build the right things at the right time in the right way. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for Steve, the walking into his face of you, the God of supernatural miracles. The God who again raises the dead and hope, those miracles for businesses, miracles for others that have seemed to experience craters. There was a Jewish man that used to be around here. Steve knows him. I can't remember his name. I saw him as I came here this time, and it was just a picture of those who have the enemies just try to wear them down. And it's time to leave the 99 and go after the one for you in this room. There's closed doors that are going to be open to different ones' hearts, where you're just going to ask them for a coffee. You're just going to believe in them, and you're going to bring them hope, and you're going to value the testimony of the goodness of God. And I'll take them out of this stupor into a place of being awakened to the goodness of God. Saying, how many times do you knock on their door? Might be 7 times 70. You keep knocking. So Lord, would you speak to ones right now? Just in the midst of the marketplace that they're to reach out to. Is there a great reunion to happen here of marketplace people are gone? Is there an honoring of them that's to happen where they come together and they're just loved, believed in, no matter what it looks like in the natural, that you want to stamp success on so many? You want to anoint and impart to so many? You want to release new graces and new gifts to many? We say, no, the enemy, we would try to just isolate them, separate them. Any in this room? We say yes to the force of this being like a second upper room or God. And I see this room being like a room where people have 7, 8 tables. It's a skybox. It's not on the field where it's a battle. You might win, but this is a skybox. But you get hurt in the battle, any kind of warfare, you take lumps. But in the skybox with him, in this room, you won't see the one table that's empty. And it might be in a banqueting room, one table gets empty. But you turn around, there's 7, 8 tables that are full. He's going to open up the tables that are full for you in this next season. They're filled with prosperity for the sake of others and for the sake of yourselves. So we say yes, Lord. So I'd like to pause here for a second. Maybe we have a worship song. I'm going to speak a blessing. Good?